Well, good morning to you all. It's good to see you all here this morning at our regular congregation and our new congregations over here. Wow, wonderful. You guys are welcome to come back anytime, by the way. We'd love to see you guys here. But welcome to our services this morning. I want to welcome those who are watching us on Facebook. I know there's several watching on Facebook because they're not able to be here this morning. But we just have a wonderful service in store. The guys are here from Teen Challenge. They're going to share with us for most of the service. And so we want to start off the service by singing hymn number 229 or 289. 289, it's on the screens. You can sing along with us. Showers of blessings.
There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor your word. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
You may be seated. Just want to announce a few things before we get going here. First of all, there is a board meeting this week on Thursday, so the elders meet on Thursday, so pray for that. Again, in your bulletin is the Bible reading for this week. We start Ruth this week, another nice thing in the 1 Samuel. But we are also going to have two offerings today. We're going to have an offering now for our regular tithes and offerings for the church here. But then after the guys come up and share, we're going to take another offering for them. If you want to, you can write the check to the church, and we'll send the total to them. Or you can write to Teen Challenge, and or just give cash, and we'll give that to them. So just a thank you. We want to also let you know that we have a potluck lunch afterwards with all the guys in the fellowship hall, so you're all welcome, whether you brought things or not, to come and enjoy. We have lots of food down there, free turkeys and mashed potatoes and all kinds of sides, so come and enjoy that after the service here. But let's, like I said, let's have our regular offerings and tithes come and ushers for that this morning. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this morning for the guys from Teen Challenge as they come and share with us. May their offerings be a shower of blessings to us this morning as we hear from them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as you can see, we got some guys here from Teen Challenge, and they're going to come and share with us this morning. I did notice they brought some pamphlets out here, Testimonies of Hope, that you can pick up afterwards. I'm not sure if they'll mention this or not, but there's different testimonies in here. They'll have testimonies today. But they've been a while since they've been here. They came here after COVID because I remember hearing stories about going their trials and tribulations during the COVID time. But they're back with us this week, and so come, guys, and worship with us and praise the Lord for it.
This is tougher than it looks. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you a little story. Was the last time we were here? It was back in 2020. Is that right, Pastor? Just after that. And I was standing right up there, along with Derek Dare, our director of operations, a big guy in the black shirt. He was up there too. Funny thing is, we were asked to give testimonies that Sunday, okay? And I hadn't been in the program maybe a week, somewhere around there. But I was done. And this church here reminded me of my home church. We sang the hymnals, wonderful people who loved God. The main thing I never forget, because we drive by this church all the time. We go south. I always take this back road because I always drive by the first church that I was associated with when I came to Teen Challenge. But the main thing I remember is the good potluck that we ate after the service that Sunday. Not at all. But I do know without a shadow of a doubt that you're looking at these guys right here who are miracles of God, who survived and come to establish a relationship, who were rescued from the pits of hell. Because each and every one of us have been through some sort of trauma or addiction in our life. How many's heard of David Wilkerson? Across the switchblade? Okay. When he started this program, late 50s, I guess, you know, he had a heart to start a ministry because he knew that Jesus was the only one who's going to save these people back then. And it has grown so much. We have over 200 centers just in the United States alone. We're about 12 minutes from you guys. And we're one of new and improved centers, because you're looking at almost 30 guys. When Derek and I come here 4 years ago, we had like 14 or 15 guys. I mean, and that was big back then. This is how much we've grown, okay? So there's over 1,200 in the world. So Teen Challenge is known throughout the world. But the main reason is God has restored our lives. Amen? I mean, and when I asked to give testimonies this morning, I went down to breakfast with the guys and asked for testimonies. Of course, like I said, this is hard to do when you're so caught up in your own world before you make it to Teen Challenge. All you care about is yourself. The longer you're in the program, though, and the longer you allow God to bless your life, the easier things get. So this morning, it's all about testimonies. You're going to get your socks blown off by their singing, because they're going to... Yeah, I seen her over there giggling. She knows. These guys can sing, okay? So... Please, just be prepared that you're going to have your socks knocked off. I'm going to start with a testimony, though, this morning. One of our youngest guys here who's learning that God controls his life now and he has a better path to follow. That's Brother Daniel. Come on up.
Good morning, church. I'm Daniel Langham, 22 years old, from Effingham, Illinois. I started out having a really bad childhood. I was abused by my siblings because my mom was always working away, and I kind of got in trouble a lot. So they disciplined me rather extremely. So I always ran away when I was younger, getting into trouble. So I went to school at an alternative school when I was younger, and I started progressing with other delinquents, getting in trouble with law, and this... I started smoking weed and cigarettes at the age of 8 and started smoking meth at 16, and then it just progressed drastically from there. And now I'm here at Teen Challenge, getting closer with God, most importantly. And, you know, I'm trying to get my GED now. So with that, I'm going to leave you with my life verse. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Psalm 1, 5 through 6.
Amen.
Sound pretty good, don't they? Yeah, they sound pretty good. Sound a lot better than Derek and I did 4 years ago. I'll tell you that right now. But we tried. I mean, that's part of the program. I mean, for years, you know, most of us didn't care about if we worked, if we hurt our families, if we lied, we stole, you know, all this other stuff. And once God gets a hold of us and we start walking with Him again, I mean, there's just different things in life that we have to learn how to do again. You know what I mean? How many of you guys out there right now have been touched by some sort of addiction in your life? Whether it be your family, whether it be coworkers, whether it be... See what I mean? I mean, it's all over. It doesn't. Satan does not discriminate on who he's going to affect in somebody's life. And today's world, I mean, we all know the prescription drug epidemic, opioids, everything else. There was over 100,000 people killed every year the last few years from ODs. I mean, that's the bottom line. You listen to some of these guys, they've lost loved ones because of overdose. They've lost themselves because of overdose. If it wasn't because of God, most of them wouldn't be standing up here today. I mean, that's the bottom line. So we're trying to get serious with this thing. If God, we know God is the ultimate answer to saving our lives. We know that. It's the walking every day with Him that we're trying to learn today. That's why I'm still here. I need to learn how to walk with God each and every single day. And these guys will attest that, you know what, it's hard. I mean, we go through so many emotions when we come in this program. Besides finding God, I mean, I never cried a day in my life unless I drank alcohol. That was the only way I could shed a tear. So whenever I went to somebody's funeral or I went to church and somebody gave a good testimony or something, I couldn't cry. I didn't know how unless I had some kind of alcohol in my system in order to let me cry. So here we're learning how to cry, how to laugh. Got a bunch of macho guys here crying together. I mean, it's a heck of a sight, man, I'm telling you. I mean, it really humbles you to the fact that we are all children of God. And once He gets a hold of us, we can show others that, you know what? Jesus is the answer. You know what I mean? Jesus is the answer. So we're just getting warmed up here now. I've got another testimony. He's just a good old country boy, too. Brother Adam, come on up.
Good morning, everybody. Like Brad said, I'm Adam. I am 44 years old. Let's see. 30 years of that is... I've been suffering from alcoholism pretty much. When I'm drinking, I would do other drugs as well. I'm a musician, and with that lifestyle comes a lot of sin. And I glorified all of my sin because life of the party, it was kind of the way that worked. But through that, I destroyed my marriage. I broke the trust of my children and anybody that ever really did care about me. And I found myself, if I was sober, I felt guilty about everything that I've done, so I would drink just to make things better, I guess you would say, even though it wasn't. And I got to the point where, I wasn't suicidal, but I didn't want to live anymore. I would wake up and I would drink just to get through the day. And then, you know, do it again. And I finally came to Teen Challenge. And it's not easy here. Like he was saying, we get up, we bust our butts all day at work. And then we're in class. And we're all strangers when we first walk in the doors. And that's a whole different story. But we become brothers through all the trials that we go through in there. And also, you know, when you have nowhere else to turn except for God, you learn a lot about yourself. And I have hope in my life now because of Jesus, and I didn't have that before. I'm starting to work on fixing my family issues and everything. It's not easy, but it's happening. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up because I can't really remember much of it because I was drunk most of my life. Life is looking better, though. I mean, if it wasn't for God, then I don't know where I would be right now. I wake up and I can smile now, and when I do things now, I actually have hope for the next day, as opposed to, you know, waking up and be like, dang it, I woke up again. But I'll leave my life verse with you guys. It's John 5:8. Go then, pick up your mat and walk. Thank you, guys.
Give you a little idea of what we do. Adam hit the nail on the head. We work hard. We work hard here at Teen Challenge. We play hard too. We started practicing softball yesterday. We have a softball team. Come on, boys. Yeah. See, the thing about it is, most of us, I mean, we're walking with God now and everything else. The extracurricular activities that we used to do are now excluding some of the addictions that we used to participate in. So you're going to feel some pain. You're going to feel the pulled muscles. You're going to feel, you know, all that other stuff now before we masked everything. Something Adam brought home that I wasn't even going to mention, but I'm going to do it. He talked about restoring family relationships.
Okay.
And that's a big thing. You know, restoring some of the trust, some of the love, some of the things that we threw all the way, for all these years, because all we cared about was ourselves. And the I'm sorry's didn't cut it anymore. That's just the bottom line. When I was up here 4 years ago, I attested to I had lost everything. Because I did. I lost everything. And it wasn't until I started getting things back that I realized that God is in control of every aspect of my life. The finances, the love, the everything else. And He will restore the trust again. So when I was here testifying to you guys 4 years ago, I told you I'd lost it all. And I wasn't expecting anything back. Anything at all. And I stand before you here this morning by getting a piece of my family back. Okay? Come here. Come here. He's my son who I told you guys 4 years ago I'd lost. All right? This is how powerful God is. Because we come in here, we don't think we're going to get anything back. And that's what's so frustrating to us is, oh, I quit drinking, I quit using drugs, I quit stealing. Why won't they take me back? Now. Why won't they do it now? It's because you have to let God work in your life to bring it back at His time. Not ours, His time. Amen? So this is part of it. This is part of the restoration that God's doing right now here at Teen Challenge, 12 minutes away from you. He's working miracles in each and every one of our lives. Every one of our lives. So I'll get off my soapbox. I just wanted to tell you that, you know what? God is real. God is real. Next testimony. Another country boy. We're full of country boys here. Brother Jim, come on down.
Good morning, church. My name is Jim Whitaker. I'm 53 years old. Start off my childhood. I had a pretty rough childhood. Very abusive parents. Bounced around a lot. Got raised in Tennessee by my grandparents till my grandmother passed away. Then my aunt and uncle adopted me and gave me a home. By that time, I was pretty messed up, though. I was taught that men don't deal with feelings. We lock them away. And I did that for many years. It sent me to prison 5 times doing that. Drug addiction, alcoholism. I spent more of my adult life in prison than I have out. I've got a son and daughter out there that I miss dearly. But, you know, God will restore it in time if it's meant to be. So the first 3 months of my program, my wife wouldn't even speak to me. I was blessed yesterday by spending the day with her. Amen. We are slowly rebuilding our life together. You know, and I deserve every doubt that I have come at me because I have not been easy on nobody in my life. I'm probably the worst critic in the world on myself, too. You know, forgiveness is the hardest thing to do, especially when you're in a position like, you know, we have a harder time forgiving ourselves than we do other people. And, you know, I hold myself responsible for a lot of things in this life that if I would not have been in prison or if I wouldn't have been out getting high or chasing an alcohol or chasing some skirt, that my kids' life would have been better. I would have had a better life, you know. So hopefully one of these days I'll be able to forgive myself. My family's starting to restore, and I praise God for that. With that, I'm going to leave you with my life verse. Romans 8:16. For his spirit testifies with my spirit that I am a child of God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Still sound pretty good, don't they? I'm going to do a project here. Brother Chuck, stand up. Brother Blake, stand up. Where's Tanner? Yeah, I see Joey. I'm going to leave him to last. Okay, JoJo, stand up. And Tanner's here too. This is part of it. Once you come to Teen Challenge and you just give God your life, these are all graduates. These are all staff members. These are all different things. So until God calls you away, we got our own following, you know, and these people know what God's done in their life, so they continue to do what they feel that God's doing. Amen? Disciples of Christ, that's right. Let's give our staff a hand. Amen? So I've got another testimony, and it's pretty exciting because he's graduating in a couple weeks.
Whoa.
And it's exciting, yes.
Yeah.
I was telling a gentleman back there that he asked me if the guys live with us. I said, yeah, for 12 months at least. And he has. Brother Zach come in to us. He was broken. And he was a handful. He won't tell you that during his testimony, so I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell you. Okay. He was a handful, but he knew deep down that he had to change and submit. And that's the hardest thing for us to do, is to submit. But Zach did that. And in a couple weeks, he's going to graduate. And we feel that God has some plans for him. But I'll let him talk to you about that. Brother Zach, come on down.
Good morning, church. My name is Zach Blumenberg. I'm 38 years old, from Campsville, Illinois. Growing up, I grew up pretty poor. I had seven siblings. Mom and dad was gone at work a lot, so my oldest brothers kind of raised the younger ones. When I was 11 years old, I started mowing yards in the summertime, making money. And that probably wasn't the best thing. By the time I was 13, I was an alcoholic. All through my teenage years and most of my 20s, all I did was drink every day, all day. I was always in trouble, in and out of prison 5 times. In my later 20s, I was introduced to methamphetamine. I thought it was a good thing because once I started doing that, I quit drinking completely. But it turned out it was a lot worse. Took everything from me. Continued to be in trouble. A friend of mine a couple years ago told me about a place that he'd went through for a year. And I wasn't trying to hear none of that at the time. I was caught up in my mess and there wasn't no way I was going through somewhere for a whole year. And right after he told me about that, I found myself in trouble again with the law. And eventually I ended up skipping out on court dates, was on the run. And it was right at a year after my friend had told me about this place that I was arrested on a warrant. And I was sitting in the courthouse, and God put him in there that day paying some old fines that he still had. And I seen him go by the doorway, and I stopped him and asked him if he still had the information for the place that he'd went through. And he went out to his truck and brought his phone back in, wrote down the phone number, gave me Derek Dare's name, the intake coordinator. Said that he was calling to give them my name and to let them know that I would be getting a hold of them. And 9 days later, I come walking in the door of Teen Challenge. And coming here is the greatest decision I've made my entire life. It's not easy. A year seems like forever, but it's just a little short time compared to eternity. Like I said, greatest decision I've ever made. I'm a completely different person than I was when I walked in the door. All to the glory of God. And with that, I'll leave you with Matthew 6:21. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Amen.
Good morning, church. My name is Dalen Cooper. I'm 31 years old. The softball coach there, Brad, decided to surprise me with my testimony. So I grew up fairly well. I'm from Beerstown, Illinois. Actually, it's just right down the river from Peoria. So growing up, I was in the church quite often. Went to summer school every Sunday. Big family, big breakfast all the time. We always got together for family holidays, so I had a fairly good upbringing. My mom and dad got divorced when I was 9 years old, and that's when everything kind of started to change for me. I spent a lot of time with my mom out at my grandma and grandpa's. My dad's an alcoholic, so he was, you know, in and out of my life most of my life. High school was kind of rough for me, too. I'm a pretty large individual now, but in high school I was much bigger, so I was bullied a lot, I was picked on a lot. So that's what really led me to resorting to drugs and alcohol to deal with my emotions, to deal with the feelings that I didn't know how to handle. So that led on into, you know, my late teenage years, into my early adult years. At the age of 20, I tried methamphetamine for the first time, and it was less than 4 years later that I was going to prison for the very first time. And that was my very first felony charge, was a 4-year prison sentence. That's the first time I ever got in trouble. I hit my knees when I was in receiving. I said, "Lord, help me. You know, give me peace, give me grace, give me anything that you can, you know what I mean, to get through this." And looking back now, he was there every time I asked him. I've spent basically from 20 to 30 either in the bondage of addiction, life-controlling issues, or a slave to sin. I've been in and out of the county numerous, numerous times. And every time I got locked up, I hit my knees and said, "Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you." And he would get me out of those situations, and I would immediately turn my back on him again. And looking back now, I can see that Christ was there every time I needed him. Every time I cried out for him, every time I called out to him, the Lord was there for me. In September of last year, I had fallen off back into my mess again. I caught some very serious felony charges. I was in the county like four and a half months. I hired an attorney. We kept submitting motion after motion after motion, trying to get me into a secular program somewhere else. We tried, and the state just kept denying them. So I finally went back to my cell, and I hit my knees. I was just bawling. I was like, "Lord, I need you. I need your help. I need you to open a door for me." And it wasn't 2 days later. This was a Thursday. 2 days later, my attorney's secretary, Stacy, calls me and says, "I found a program." And I didn't know anything about the program at all. But we did a conference call with Derek Dare. He kind of told me about it. And again, I was just, you know, I could not recognize that the Lord had opened this door for me. So again, I was looking at another secular program that said they would take me. I was about to get into that one. But that night, I hit my knees. And I prayed, "Lord, whatever your will for me will be, open that door for me. Because I need this help. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to do something different. I'm tired of being the drug addict or the failure, the mess up in my family. I'm tired of being that person to everyone around me. I'm ready to do something different." And it wasn't 2 days later, my attorney called and said, "We have a bed for you." And I thought it was the secular program, and it wasn't. It was Adult and Teen Challenge. And I had just talked to Mr. Dare 2 days before that, and he said that there was 5 or 6 guys on the wait list. So I was thinking I was going to be stuck in the county another couple of months, but God made a way. He opened that door. He made a way for me. And I've been in the program 2 months now, and I've literally can see the growth in me. This last week has honestly been a trial for me. I've had some stuff going on at home. There's been some stuff going on in my work with some of my coworkers, and I've seen it for what it is. It's been a testing of my faith. I've been telling everyone that I've been walking with Christ, and I'm doing this God thing. That's what I call it. I'm doing this God thing. So the Lord was like, "Okay, then lean into me. Lean into your faith and show me that you mean what you've been talking about." And Brother Chuck has really helped me a lot with this too. He's the one that brought it to my attention that this is a testing of your faith, the very first official testing of your faith. And I've lived in prayer, and I've stayed in the Word, and I got through it. So that's a testament, you know. Praise God for everything that He's doing for me in my life, and I cannot wait to see everything that He will do and reveal through me through the course of this process. So I'll leave you with my life verse. It's Romans 8:18. "For I consider the sufferings of this present time not worthy to be compared to the glories He will reveal in us." Thank you.
An oldie but a goodie. I know you know that. You remember that one. Not you. I'm not saying you're an oldie but a goodie, okay? Let's make that perfectly clear. Oh, you did? 82. Yep. You're still a goodie. You know what? You're right. Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear piano lady. Happy birthday to you.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. When Dalen finished up a little bit ago, and I did. I don't do that very often, surprise people. I don't like to do that. But I need something to tie together. So, and he gave it to me. How many times, you know, in our life, you used to call them foxhole prayers, Dalen. Hmm. That was a term that my grandparents used, foxhole prayers. And I would, I don't know how many times, God, get me out of this one. Either a wrecked truck in the ditch that I'm crawling out of, or please, Lord, don't let the cops show up today, or please, I hope I didn't kill anybody. I won't drink again. I won't do nothing again wrong if you bail me out of this one. And sure enough, a day or two later, I do it again. But God's a God of love and forgiveness, and that's why we're here with you today. You know, I mentioned earlier in the program about how the I'm sorry's didn't cut it anymore. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. I won't drink again. Please. I won't drink again. Please take me back. Please. And then do it again. And finally, they had enough. That was it. God's not like that. You know, He forgives us as soon as we do something. And that's what's opened the doors to us is we're able to live for Him. Amen? You tied it together, and that's what we take this thing. Pastor Randy gets after me once in a while because I say it, an old AA adage, one day at a time. That's what I do, though. I do it one day at a time. I live for Him one day at a time. I thank Him when I go to bed and when I get up in the morning. Take over, Lord, because I can't do it. Amen. You know what I mean? So, do we have any golfers in here? Do we have anybody that golfs? Amber golfs. Anybody? Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway, in case you got friends that want to golf and support us. We have a golf tournament coming up June 7th. June 7th, see Pastor Randy, myself, any of the staff, if you want more information of that coming up. And then, who's been to our banquets before, our Teen Challenge banquets? You're missing a good time, I'm telling you. October 1st. At the Embassy Suites over in East Peoria. Great time. I don't know who's speaking this year, but we'll have somebody. We have a good time. Testimonies, song, great food. Once again, see one of us after the service. If you have a female person that needs Teen Challenge, we have a program in Carlinville, Illinois. Down going towards St. Louis. We have a women's program. We're currently under construction in Chicago to have a men's program in Chicago. But then you all know where we're at over there. Feel free anytime to stop by and see how we live. We'll give you a tour. Derek Dare, our new director of operations, is going to kind of close it out for us. We call him Triple D, Director Derek Dare. Okay? Come on up, Triple D. Come on up.
That's quite an introduction. One I'm not worthy of. Good morning, Groveland. Just one more round of applause for Zach Blumenberg and his level of dedication. 12 months is not. You've heard it up here several times. It's not easy, okay? As a former graduate myself, I was on this stage, like Brad said, years ago. I gave a testimony here in Groveland. God's still working in my life. I'm still here. I believe that He has me here, just like with the rest of our staff, just to be true examples, okay, that there is life after addiction and alcoholism. These young men, they go through a lot just on a daily basis. Whether there's so many walls, so many roadblocks that they have to overcome in here. A lot of that emotions and feelings, just because we used to mask that with alcohol, with drugs. And so learning how to deal with your feelings and emotions as a man is not easy. All right? And so, but I these guys, and they've been here a while as well. Our retention rate is phenomenal right now. So, you know, we don't have people leaving. So, and that's another great thing. People always ask, how can you support Adult and Teen Challenge besides the power of prayer? Believe it or not, we go through about 40 rolls of toilet paper a week. We go through a gallon of laundry detergent and dish soap. So a simple scholarship is $1,200. We don't charge the state insurance $30,000 or $40,000. It's $1,200. And so people always ask about the level of scholarship. If you can't meet a level of scholarship, again, all of these paper products that we need, toilet paper, napkins, paper towels, dish soap, more than welcome.
Is that what it is? I don't even need this, really. I'm loud enough without it. You know? Yeah, I should be loud enough without it, honestly. Yes, thank you. I can hear myself, I guess. So, thank you. We appreciate being in Groveland. And I can smell the turkey. So, Pastor, could you come up here and close us out? And don't forget about the early bird special for the golf outing. Get with Pastor Randy.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank you, guys. Like I said, we do want to support Teen Challenge, and so we are going to take an offering. So if the ushers would come forward, there's the offering plates there. But, if you guys want to know more information about Teen Challenge, I can get you in contact. If someone's watching on Facebook, want to know more about what they do and what their program's all about, let me know. You can email the church or call the church or whatnot. So... here it comes. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day and for all the love and testimonies that we've heard, how you've changed lives and you are still changing lives. We pray that you'd continue blessing Teen and Adult Challenge, that you'd allow these guys to continue to do the programs and praise your name. These songs will never mean the same to me after hearing them from these lips. May their lives be glory and to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remind you all of the turkey that they smelled, so come and enjoy that. But let's close this morning by singing hymn number 464, Shepherd of Love.
Shepherd of Love, you knew that I'd lost my way. Shepherd of love, do you care that I've gone astray? You sought me and found me in places that carried me home. No foe can harm me or alarm me. Never again will I roam. Shepherd of love, Savior, head and guide. Shepherd.